Good to see everyone out this evening on a Wednesday. Wednesdays are always tough. I was up late last night. You know, brother, that Tabasco. Me and Brother Kyle went down to the school last night, and we went to the Tracks Inn restaurant, or cafe, I guess you call it. They make a, what do they call that omelet?
Railroader?
Yeah, the railroader. It is four eggs and everything you can put in it. I told them to cut mine down to three, but I really don't think they did. But anyway, but the Tabasco on there was, I added that, so I can't really complain. But it's been one of them days. Turn with me to the book of Joshua, chapter 5. Book of Joshua, chapter 5. Book of Joshua, chapter 5, and I don't know who all come to the ladies' meeting last night, but I was told they all had a good time, so that's good. Getting some things going that we need going, and just serving the Lord is all it is. So, Joshua, chapter 5, let's go to the Lord in prayer. Most kind and gracious Heavenly Father, we thank You for this day and, Lord, the many blessings that You give us. And, Lord, we ask that You would be with each one here tonight. Lord, that You would uplift us, especially in the middle of the week. And, Lord, things go on in our lives. And, Lord, we just ask that You'd give us that filling that we need from the Word. And, Lord, we ask that if there be one here tonight, Lord, that doesn't know You as Lord and Savior, that before they leave this building, that they would trust You. Lord, we ask that You'd be with all the prayer requests that were made and have Your will with each one. And these things we pray in Christ's name. Amen. All right, verse 13 says, "And it came to pass, when Joshua was by Jericho, that he lifted up his eyes and looked, and behold, there stood a man over against him with sword drawn in his hand. And Joshua went unto him and said unto him, Art thou for us or for our adversaries? And he said, Nay, but as captain of the host of the Lord am I now come. And Joshua fell on his face to the earth and did worship, and said unto him, What saith my Lord unto his servant? And the Lord, and the captain of the Lord's host said unto Joshua, Loose thy shoe from off thy foot, for the place whereon thou standest is holy. And Joshua did so." When I want to give you a background, they had crossed over the, I think most know, but Joshua had led them across the Jordan. They were about to take Jericho, and no doubt that Joshua was out surveying Jericho, looking at where they were about to go, and he sees a man standing there with a sword drawn. And, you know, if you notice, Joshua didn't go up and say, "Now, are you with me on this issue? Are you with me on this issue?" No, he just asked point blank. He said, "Are you for us or against us?" You know, in our day and time, we have a compromising age, to be honest. We compromise it. There's things that people are compromising each and every day of our lives. Our country is compromising on a lot of things. But, you know, the one I worry about is our church. Churches are compromising. They're getting to where they don't preach the truth. They're getting to where, well, I'll be honest with you, they're more worried about their pocketbook than they are anything else. But in this day and time, we need to take a stand for the faith. We need to stand on what the old-time gospel is, and we have to, we really have got to take that stand today, because today it's getting to where people don't preach the truth. I've had people come to me and say, "Brother, I can't find a church that preaches the truth." And I have to tell you, I have actually been in that situation. I've been to churches where they're not 100% on the truth. They compromise here and they compromise there. Oh, sure, they preach Jesus Christ. And they preach getting saved, but they leave off this doctrine. They leave off that. And they'll tell you, "Well, you know, we need to set all that aside, because the main thing is people getting saved." Well, I'd have to agree with you. It's very important that people get saved. People need to trust the Lord Jesus Christ. But when it comes to the doctrines, Jesus spent around 3 years here on the face of this earth. And He gave to Peter and James and John and all the other guys, and plus Paul, spoke to him out in the desert, taught him for 3 years, and He gave them the anything after the book of Acts is all doctrines. That's what it's all. It talks about how a church is to run. These things are important, or trust me, they wouldn't be in this book. They have to be there for us. And I realize that preaching the gospel is important. Preaching how to get saved, telling people how to get saved is important. We need to do that, but we can't leave off the other stuff. When we leave off the other stuff, we get in a real problem. And I'm going to go ahead and tell you, when you take a stand, when you fight the good fight, when you really take the stand of the truth, you're going to be alone. You really are. You will be alone when it boils right down to it. Vance and Andrea, Johnsons, they're the ones that have been talking to us about the church in Lawrenceburg. There's about, I'm going to guess, in that area up in there, there's probably 10 to 12 Baptist churches. But they compromise here and they compromise there. They don't have what we have. And people say, "Well, you know, that's hard for me to believe." Well, trust me though. I can take you to Colorado and I'll promise you, you won't find a church like Unity within 60 miles of the place where I'll stop and park you. And then you'll only find one. Is that not the truth? It's in Delta, Colorado. That's the only one that I know of that believes the same way this church does. They have compromised and went the other way, and they stand alone. And, you know, you ever just felt like you're alone? I mean, you're just like, man, times are just, you're just like you're alone. You know, Joshua no doubt felt that way. Here he stands, looking at Jericho, this giant place, huge walls, and he's standing there looking at it thinking, no doubt he was surveying it. He was the general of this army. He was the leader of these people. He was going to go in there. And I guarantee you, at some point in his, while he was studying it, it come across him that, hey, I'm alone. But isn't it a blessing when you think you're alone and Jesus walks up? Huh? when you read this, he looks out at Jericho, he says in verse 13. Then he lifted up his eyes and looked, and behold, there stood a man against him with his sword drawn in his hand. And Joshua went to him and he said, "Art thou for us or for our adversaries?" And he said, "Nay, but as captain of the Lord of the host, as captain of the host of the Lord, am I now come." Joshua fell on his face. Joshua realized the Lord is with me. Whenever we're in that stage in our life and we think, good grief, we're alone. I don't know. I've been there on several occasions. And, you know, everything just... I'm taking a stand for what I think is right. I'm taking a stand for what I believe God has showed me in the Word of God. But there seems to be a problem with everybody else. It's like you're alone. But really, we're not. We're not alone when we get to that situation, because Jesus says, He said in Hebrews 13:5, I'll never leave you or forsake you. He'll always be there with us. Don't matter what you guys do in school. You might think in school that you're the only Christian there. Might be the only one in the class, but guess what? Jesus is with you. He'll always be right there with you. And there's going to be times coming up in you guys' life and that you're going to think, hey, where's all my buddies at? Because all your buddies will flee. But Jesus will be right there with you. It just never fails. These things take place. Paul, hang on to Joshua. But go over to 2 Timothy if you'd like. Chapter 4, 2 Timothy 4. Paul said at first, verse 16, he said, at first, at my first answer, no man stood with me. Listen, Paul, here he is. He's in prison. He's had all of these people around him. Silas, Timothy, Luke, Titus, all of these people. But he said, I'm standing alone. Here I am. I'm all by myself. I'm sitting here in jail over in Rome. I ain't far from losing my head, and I'm all alone. But then he says down there, if you read in verse 17, he said, notwithstanding the Lord stood with me, and He strengthened me. Listen, Jesus will be there when you don't think He's going to be there. Jesus is there. All we got to do is call out to Him. He's right there. And He'll give us the strength for whatever we need. I'm talking to Miss Geneva today. And I'm looking at her like, you're 90 years old. And she just, I've got it. It ain't no big deal to her. She's dying. She knows that. And yeah, she's lived 90 years. Well, hey, if I lived 90 years, I'd think, well, maybe I can squeeze in 10 more. She said, look, if the Lord wants to take me, that's fine. And Miss Shepherd over here, she's got a really good attitude about it. She said, I asked her, are you sleeping any better at night? She said, not really. She said, I can't sleep. She said, I just think about heaven. And so we got to talking about heaven again. I talked to her about it the last time I was over there. She didn't remember. But we talked about heaven, how what heaven's going to be like. And boy, she just brightened up. And because Jesus is there with her. He's not going to leave us alone. And He didn't leave Paul alone. He didn't leave Moses alone. He didn't leave Joshua alone. And He's not going to leave us alone, because it says He's the same yesterday, today, forever. He don't change. Isn't it great to know that we serve a Lord that does not change? Even in the face of all the compromise, I know some churches that started out in the gospel truth. They didn't bear from nothing. But the bigger they got, and the longer they were there, well, they started changing. Generations come around, and they start changing. That's why I told my Sunday school class, I said, listen, you guys need to be in there. You need to be learning all of these things that your dad stands for, that your grandparents stand for, that all of us here tonight stand for, because there's going to come a day that we ain't going to be here. Is it going to change? And really, that's the key. If they don't get it now, guess what? Unity won't be what unity is today in 20 years if they don't get it down pat today. They've got to have it now. Because it changes with a generation. How far off do you think it takes to completely... Listen, everybody knows who Jonah is. Jonah's the guy that runs, jumps in the boat, and then he ends up getting eaten by a fish. He goes to a place called Nineveh. Wicked people. And I ain't even going to go to how wicked they were. Look them up and study them. They were wicked. And guess what? They repented. Less than 100 years later, they were destroyed because they're right back the same way. That's all it takes. Doesn't take long. I've seen churches that started out good, and I wouldn't let my dog go there today. They'd lead him wrong. It's sad. It has gotten that bad. But that's what happens. But listen, Jesus is with us no matter how bad this world gets. I look at the election and I'm thinking, good grief. But you know what? It don't matter. Jesus is with us. He's taking care of it. There's something else we need to look at, though. This is always hard, especially for, I'll pick on men, especially for men. They like to be in control. You know what? We ain't in control. No matter what we think, we're not in control. Jesus is, though. Look at verse chapter 6 of Joshua 1 and 2. It says, "Now Jericho was straitly shut up because of the children of Israel. None went out and none came in. And the Lord said unto Joshua, See, I have given unto thine hand Jericho and the king thereof and the mighty men of valor." Jesus told Joshua, He said, "Look, He said, I gave it all to you. It's right here. I've done, the battle's won." That happened to Jehoshaphat one day. Jehoshaphat got up and looked one day and he saw all these armies coming at him. And he got scared. He said, "Oops, we got a problem." He went straight to God and God said, "Hey, it's okay. Battle's not yours, it's mine. And guess what? I done give it all to you. It's no problem." He told Joshua, "I've done give it to you." But Joshua had to realize one thing. Jesus was in command. What happened right after Jericho? Where did they go? Little bitty place called Ai. Ain't even big enough to have a full name. Ai. Took just a handful of guys up there. "Oh, we got this, buddy." Guess what? They got whooped. That's Mississippi. Whooped. They got whooped. They were stalked. And they run home with their tails between their legs. And Joshua was like, "What happened?" "Oh, I forgot Jesus is in command. I need to go to Jesus first and say, hey, what do you need?" David says, and I always like this story, I don't know why, it's about the mulberry trees. David says, "Lord, what do you want me to do? The Philistines are coming." He said, "Go get them." Well, he whipped them. And then they were stupid enough to come back and get some more. And David didn't go out and fight them. David said, "Lord, what do you want me to do?" He said, "No, don't go out there." He said, "Go down by the mulberry trees. And when you hear all the rustling in the trees," he said, "then go out there because I'll be done whipped them by the time you get there." He had to follow the command. Listen, he had to pay attention to what Jesus was telling him. We got to do the same thing in our life. The sooner we recognize that God is in control of everything, He's in control of whether you go to college, whether you get married, whether you get married, He's in that control. And if we take over that control, guess what? Make a mess of it. I can take you to so many people that they got ahead of God. "Nah, I'm going to do it my way." Hey, I've done it my way before. It didn't work good. We got to make sure that in our lives, in our daily decision, that Jesus is in control, not us. He's in control. But we got to be making sure that we ask, "Hey, Lord, is this a good thing to do? Should I do it this way? Should I do this? Should I go here?" We need to do that. Joshua needed to do that. He found out the hard way. Lost some people. Made him look stupid. Here he is. Walked in, whipped huge Jericho. The mighty men of valor were there. And then went up to little old Ai. That'd be kind of like we all show up at Louisville and just take Louisville with no problem.
and then go down to Moreland and get whipped. That you got to ask the Lord what He wants. And that's what we need to do in our life.
The quicker we get that in our heads, the faster we'll figure it out. John 15:5 says, Jesus told him, He says, "You can't do nothing without me. You can't." He says, "You got to abide in the vine." And it's through Him. Philippians 4:13 is it's a verse that I use all the time in my life. "I can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth me." Listen, the only reason I can do anything is because of Christ. The only reason I can stay out of trouble is because of Christ. But trouble follows. I mean, who in here used to watch Charlie Brown years ago when it was good? Yeah. They had that little dude, Pigpen, all the dirt followed him everywhere he went. That's me. I'm walking around and trouble's like, "Yeah, just slack up a little bit. I'm going to get on you." It does. Trouble was my middle name for years, and then I married Sandy. And she helped me stay out of it. But, well, I won't go there. Listen, trouble is there waiting on us if we don't let Christ run things. We don't let but Christians, you know, once you get saved, well, you get saved, you got her made. Now, no, it's probably even worse. Because now you're trying to stay out of trouble. See, before I was saved, I didn't try to stay out of trouble. It was like, I just did it. Then all of a sudden when I got saved, I was trying to stay out of trouble, but it just got worse and worse. But it's all because I said, "No, I'm handle this." No, you can't. We ain't stronger than the devil. I'm sorry. I wish we were, but we're not. We got to have Christ, and He's the one that will keep us out of the trouble. We can do all things through Him. My last point, look at verse 15. "And the captain of the Lord's host said unto Joshua, Loose thy shoes from off thy foot, for the place whereon thou standest is holy." And it says Joshua did so. Listen, no matter where we go in our life, we're on holy ground. It's not just here. It really isn't. Wherever you go. They were standing on the outskirts of Jericho, a wicked, heathen bunch of people. And Jesus said, "You're on holy ground." It doesn't matter where we go, we are on holy ground. And we need to remember that everywhere we go. Look at chapter 1 of Joshua. Verse 3. Well, verse 1. The book of Joshua, chapter 1. "Now, after the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord it came to pass that the Lord spake unto Joshua, the son of Nun, Moses' minister, saying, Moses, my servant, is dead. Now, therefore, rise, go over this Jordan, thou and all this people, unto the land which I do give to them, even to the children of Israel. But look at verse 3. Every place that the sole of your foot shall tread, that have I given unto you, as I said unto Moses." Listen, everywhere we go, who's with us? Jesus is with us, is He not? He's everywhere I go. He lives within me. If you're here tonight and you've trusted the Lord Jesus as your Savior, He's right here. So everywhere we go, He's there. Well, if where Jesus is holy, then everywhere I go is holy. Well, that's a scary thought, isn't it? Because we go some places that you wouldn't think holy now, would you? I've been to some. Don't look at me that way. I know. No, I've been to some places that, listen, I wouldn't have called it holy. But Jesus was there. It was holy. And that's what He was telling Joshua. He said, "Listen, you're on holy ground here.
You're standing right here. You're on holy ground. Wherever you place the sole of your foot, I've done give it to you. We don't need to worry about things when we go out in the world and we tell others about Jesus, which is what we ought to be doing, and we take that stand. Listen, Jesus is there with us. He's not going to forsake us. He's the commander. He knows exactly what we need to do. He knows exactly where we're at, and He knows exactly what's going to take place. I don't, but He does. And wherever I'm at, it's holy ground. You go to the jail, Brother John. It's holy ground. Now, who would think of jail? I mean, they're not in there for doing good. But it's holy ground. Because Jesus is there with us. Wherever we go. And we need to remember that the Lord will take care of us. He told Joshua, He said, have I not commanded thee, be strong and of a good courage? Be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed, for the Lord thy God is with thee whithersoever thou goest. Verse 9 of chapter 1. He's with us wherever we go. He told him, I was with Moses, I'm going to be with you. Later on, he was with King David, he was with King Solomon, he was with Peter, James, Paul, John, he was with all of them. And he's with each of us, wherever we're at. And he'll take care of us. He says he would. And hey, I'll lean on those promises. We need to seriously do a check in the Bible. Find promises that God gives us. And stand on those promises. Because He gave them to us. He said, hey, I'll be there. I'll take care of you. This is what I give you. Knowing that we're not alone. Knowing that Jesus should be, that Jesus is in command, that ought to be comforting to us. But knowing that we're on holy ground, how should our life reflect to other people? What should other people see for you, knowing that everywhere you go, you're standing on holy ground? Let me ask you a question. Some of the things we do, would you do it if you're standing in heaven? Then we ought not to do it here, because we're standing in the presence of an Almighty God everywhere we go. Boy, that's tough. Because listen, I fall way short. But that's where Philippians 4:13 comes in. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. I get up in the morning and I was telling Calvin this. I had this little girl in Colorado, bless her heart, I love her. And if she ever listens to this, she'll know it. Her name's Zoe. Sweetheart. And it's funny how she got saved. I'd been preaching out there for several months in Greeley. And boy, she just stood right there with her mom. And I'd led her mom to the Lord. And Zoe just, she listened. Smart kid. And then one day she's in Sandy's class. And Sandy was explaining about salvation. And she just sitting there quiet, which was very seldom. And all of a sudden, oh, I'm saved! And Sandy's like, do what? Well, yeah, when Brother Jim was preaching one day, he told us how to get saved. And I did that. She said, I asked the Lord into my heart. And it was like, wow. You know, oh, that was a blessing to me. But you know something? I could always count on Zoe to look at me and say, now, Brother Jim, she stayed with me sometimes. She, because of her, the way her mom worked, and she had hours, and she'd be over at the house, and I, you know, at home, it's easy just to get too relaxed. And I'd say something to Sandy about something, and she said, Brother Jim. No, she said, what a Jim. They had this speech deal, and now, and I said, yeah, I know, Zoe. Listen, she believed everything that the Word of God says without any doubt. She believed that if she trusts the Lord Jesus Christ, He'd come into her heart. She believed that. She never questioned that. Do you believe what Romans 10:9 says, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus Christ, thou shalt be saved? You will be saved. And she believed it. She was saved. That's the way we need to look at the Word of God. The way she walks is the way we need to walk. I'm going to tell you the truth. She'd come to church and she'd say, "Brother Jim, pray for me." She said, "Because the kids at school, they laugh at me because I bring a Bible to school. They tell me God ain't real." She said, "But I know He is." That's how we need to live our life. Because Jesus will never leave us nor forsake us. He's in command, and everywhere we go, we're on holy ground. Let's stand. We'll have a word of prayer, Brother.